Well, good afternoon or early evening, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, there's some more news concerning free agency and concerning big name deals going down. Well, Miro Heiskanen just signed an 8-year deal, long-term deal with the Stars for the amount of $67 million. He'll be getting about $8.7 million a year, which I think he's well worth every penny of that money. I know that there were some arguments that, you know, because of this year, he didn't produce like he normally did, but I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that we had such a small season to deal with. But if you look at his overall performance for the last, 3 years, because he was drafted in 2007, so three to four years when he was under his entry level deal agreement, he has definitely earned his payday. Now, the question I have right now is, I don't know if I like the fact that they went ahead and traded Jason Dickinson away to the Vancouver Canucks. Looks like we're getting Vancouver's third round pick, and I'm still trying to figure out what that's going to look like, because there's a lot of people, a lot of different names in that spot. I don't know what the third round pick's gonna look like, but I just think the only thing I can think of is why we did it is because we were trying to free up as much salary cap space as we could to go out and get a key name to help with some more offense. Well, you know, with Ben Bishop being signed away his right to be on waivers, he very well could be out. And I think that's exactly what Seattle's going to do. They're going to take Ben Bishop. I think that's exactly what they're going to do, and that's going to free up a lot of cap space. And plus, now that Jason's gone, that's another, you know, I think $4 to $8 million freed up. And you know, Ben Bishop's deal was 6 years for, like, I think it was $32 million, if I remember correctly. So there's like $40 million that's been released with both of these openings in cap space. So $40 million is a lot of money to be able to spend, you know, on a couple of good players. Now the question is, are we going to go for something of a short-term variety, or are we going to go to something for a long-term variety? Like, there's a name out there, Gabriel Landeskog from Colorado. He's up for free agency. That name is being thrown around a lot right now. I would kiss Jim Neal. I mean, literally, I'd kiss him if I could kiss him. You know, I say this with, you know, love and respect. If he could find a way to get Gabriel Landeskog to come to the Stars, that would be another really good shot. It'd be a left-hand shot that we could really use. And of course, the big name for Tampa right now is Blake Coleman. You know, another two-way defenseman that can score. And my question is, would he be enticed enough to come back home? Being a Texas boy, being from Frisco, if we had enough, have had the right kind of money to give him. So at the moment, we're looking at about an extra $40 million to spend. I'll get into more of that as we get closer to the draft. Remember, the 21st is the expansion draft for Seattle. The overall NHL draft, I do believe the date is the 26th, the 27th. So I think it's Saturday and Sunday. I need to double check those dates to be certain. But that's what we're looking at. Draft is around the corner. So right now, good job of freeing up some cap space for some players. I'm not sure which way Jim Neal's going to go. I mean, once again, I trust him because, you know, he's probably one of the best GMs we've had in, you know, NHL history. You know, what he did with Detroit was phenomenal. What he's doing with Dallas is phenomenal too. And the one thing about hockey that's very similar to baseball, it's a process. And one thing as fans, we've got to understand that we're looking for consistently being good for a long time. The one thing that I don't like about football, sometimes you go after a name just to win a Super Bowl, but you're not looking to go after names to make your program good for a long time. I mean, the New England Patriots were probably the exception to that rule. I mean, if you look at the way free agency works in football. Now, even free agency sometimes in baseball works the same way. But the things that are the same is you go to your farm system. You look at your players within your organization. Baseball and hockey do that very well. And the teams that do that the best are the teams that are successful. And that's what we're looking at right now, like the Jason Robertsons and the Roope Henses and the UL Kelerantas that come up from the farm system. I mean, we have a lot of really solid foundation of young talent that's going to be good for a very long time. So, you know, signing Miro was the big news today. Letting Jason Dickinson was the second big news today, freeing up some cap space. So my question will be, where are we going to go with it? You know, I don't know what the third round draft pick is going to look like for Vancouver, but I hope it's a good one. You know, you take a gamble on these things sometimes. That's what the draft is about. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and hopefully we have a lot more information coming through the pike. I'm watching the ESPN reports now because, you know, ESPN's taken over a lot of the hockey news. A lot of the NHL.coms. I'm watching a lot of the sports writers right now, seeing what's happening. So these are two big developments for the Dallas Stars as far as signing a name like Miro, letting Jason Dickinson go, freeing up some money. So let's see what the freeing up of money is going to do for us.